It's a Shin Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel. Yeti Azov, the kiss Shaisel and Sila Mizivasai. The Zov should go out with this kiss that protects, that catches the flow. Should like a ton of bush should make dirty. Chayni should need the Shakacheras beg of the Fanel. Should slachlech, the shouldn't get dirty with Dam Nidosa. Atsura lost this, but it's also for her to go out with it. Imloi. Unless it's made like a malbush. I mean, even though the kiss alone and the beged of the nida alone is not enough, but if it's made like a malbush, then it's mutter. But if they're wearing it, so it shouldn't be painful, the shinta shouldn't bother them. But that's what's to go out. This is the terms that we find what's called La Tzuli Guf. If it's to protect the goof, it's for the goof, then it's Mutta. But Atzuli Gufai. But if it's Atzuli Tinof, which is just to protect her their clothing from getting dirty and things like that, then it's Usr. So the truth is, I want to try to be Masber. And Kud over here, which will put things together or make things shver. But let's try to understand it, and then we'll be able to go through the cases that are negated to it. We learned earlier that derech malbush is when I have a beged and I'm ma'atif myself, I wrap myself, the guf is wrapped in the beged. So let's go derech malbush. Kis shozov, a beged of Ishida. So that's not ma'atif, the guf doesn't, it's not wrapping the guf's not wrapped in it, therefore it's not called derech malbush, and therefore it's us to go out with it. However, if it's there to protect the guf from a tsar, it's atzuli gufoi, from a tsar, as opposed to atzuli tidov, then it's mutter. Why? Because then it's considered like a beged. Then it's mutter to go out with it because it's considered like a beged. However, as we mentioned earlier, there's a difference between a beged that one wraps himself derech malbush to a beged which is not, he's not wearing it derech malbush, but it's only to protect himself from a tzar, from a tzar. And then Rav Moshe goes to explain, Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe, Simin, Chelik Aleph Simin Kuf Tes, Rav Moshe over there explains this. He says, now he's coming to explain the Ikar Din, that one who's Mis'atav Derech Malbush, even if his Kavana is only Latzuli Mitinov, or if someone's wearing something Derech Malbush, even if his intention is only Latzuli Mitinov, is Mutter. And if it's a Hatzel from Tzar of a Guf, then it's only Mutter if it's worn, then it's Mutter even if it's worn Shlevi Derech Malbush. Right? He says, when it's derech malbush, heavy ahet b'chol zman. Once I'm wearing a derech malbush, then the het is at all time. Av she'in le'shum tzarech. Even if right now I have no tzarech for it. Keep going. Shleb zman gishamim. If I'm wearing a raincoat, even though right now it's not raining outside, but since it's derech malbush, therefore it's muti. But the heta that we have, shalayvi derech malbush, when it's there to protect the guf, shaheta hu loy shahutro itza b'shvil tzar guf, abnei shetzar guf shenitzel b'ze ois zel malbush. What makes it into a malbush? The fact that the guf is now being protected by this thing. That's what makes it into a malbush. Right now, this when I'm wearing something derech malbush, so then it's a malbush because it's derech malbush. But over here, where it's not being worn derech malbush, what gives it the shame malbush? Makes it bottle to the guf is the fact that it's protecting the guf. So then it'll come out that only rakla tulimi, only at the time when it's protecting the guf, is it mutter to wear it. At the time when it's not protecting the guf, so then it won't be mutter to wear it. Rav Moshe and Arachayim Chedigim Osim Mem Zayin over there is talking about another discussion over there where a din that women have of a Meichtachok over there, also the same site comes out. So Akabarim, that's the chilik that there is between if it's derech halvasha or it's not derech malbush, and it's just a tzuli mitzah. In the Sefer Shmir Shavs Lochasai, in Pergeches Ha'arapevav, over there also there's a piece from Shlomo Zalman where needs some explanation over there. Let's ask the question as follows. What's the difference between this beggar that the need is wearing to protect herself from dirt, from the Tzulimitinov that was saying is usur? It's the derech for women to wear it. It's the derech for women to wear it. So why should be usur? And more than that, we mentioned from Rav Moshe in Arachayim Chedek Alef Siman Kuf Yud Alef that Me'ikra didn't mutter to go out to Rosh Hashanah with a watch. Why? Because you're wearing it on the guf. It's on the guf. But Moshe's mashmah of that, it's not derech malbush. Not derech malbush. Your guf's not wrapped in it. It's just sitting on your hand. But since it's on your guf, that's enough. It's on your guf is enough. Okay, also the kiss is on the zav. The beged's on the nida. So why over there do we say that it's considered levisha? We say since it's on your guf, therefore it's considered levisha. And over here it's not called levisha. What's the difference? So Rav Moshe writes to answer this question in Chedek Alef Sim Kuf Yud. He says, "Ach keshu rak la tzuli mitinov, v'derech halvisha torch lahatilah." When it's only la tzuli mitinov, so that my clothing shouldn't get dirty. It's not for the guf. So then derech halvisha torch lahatilah. We need some way to make a derech halvisha. You need and has to be worn derech halvisha. Matzino she'im mayo mashu al haguf. Actually, a mukif kala guf. That has to be wrapping the whole guf. What's the idea? The idea is as follows. When you have something that's giving a service, serving the guf, the mishamish the guf, which Rav Moshe is considering a watch is something which is mishamish the guf, gives a service to the guf, it gives them an idea of what time it is, where we're holding, something like that. That's enough to consider like a beged. As long as it's on my guf, if it's on my guf and it's being shamish the guf, then that's called a beged, that's mutter, even though it's not wrapping the guf. But la tzuli mitinov is not a shemish for the person, so therefore it can only be it's a shemish for the begadim, Therefore, it can't be if it's not being worn derech malbush, it's not wrapping the guf. That's not going to be mutter. So it comes out we have three gedarim over here. And let's try to play it out. We have one case where it's a tzuli mitinov, where over there it's not considered a shemesh for the person. Therefore, it's only mutter when it's wrapping the guf, derech levisha. We have the watch, which is a shemesh for the person. And therefore, it's enough if it's just on the guf, even though you're not ma'atef, you're not wrapped in it. Then we have a third idea over here, where you have a beggar that's protecting the guf from a tzar. So over there, it's considered a beggar, even if it's not being worn on the guf itself, and it's not wrapping the person, but that's protecting the guf. We brought from the Shmir Shabbos in Ha'aruch Kuf Yud Aleph Perkeches. We brought from the Shmir Shabbos B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman that he was also matter a watch. At the time, I said maybe there's a difference between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. Because Rav Shlomo Zalman said that the svar to be mat is because since it's ruggle for people to wear it on the guf, therefore it's a derech malbush. But lechayra, his kavara is the same kavara like we're saying for Rav Moshe. It's not enough just that since it's ruggle to wear it on the guf. It means because it's being shamish the person, because it's giving the person a shimush, therefore it will be matter it, even though it's not being ma'atif the guf. La fuki, the case of atzuli tinov.
So the case of the shop, the clock, the watch also needs to be needed?
Yeah.
No one says a watch might be a
takshit? No. I don't know. So it's over, we didn't come across that, but a simple watch for sure is not a takshit. And since when the men wear takshitim. So right, it's strange. Okay.
Around the wrist is Levisha?
What?
Around the wrist.
No, that's not Levisha. Levisha is wrapping the gov. It's on the gov. Okay. So that's the issue that we have here. And then if you take a look at the Shmir Shabbos of Nen Ha'ara Pei Vav, it makes sense over there. What was that? Okay. No, I didn't mean that. I just meant the jewelry. But I'm not discussing. We never discussed that.
I was wondering if that would be
a story. It has absolutely nothing to do with anything we just mentioned, right?
Like what?
Yeah.
No, but would that be
I was just using to get the Gedarim over here. I don't want to go off into wearing a golden necklace either, or earring. Yeah. Right? That we're not discussing right now. Okay. So now, what? What do you say?
No, I was saying, for this
way,
I don't think necklace is applicable yet.
How about earrings?
No, I didn't get them pierced yet.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're right, I shouldn't have gotten off on that. Okay, so that's what we have over here by Sifri Gimel. And Sifri Dalit also, we see this Yisrael, and later on in Sifchav Beis, we take a look in Sifchav Beis, also speaks about over here, Yoitzin b'moichu sfoig shagab emaka, one could go out with a moich, a soft cloth, or a sfoig on a maka. Because it's merapim. What does that mean? What it means is that since it's there to protect the guf, it's there for protection of the guf, heavy k'may takshit, it's like a takshit. Umotza. But if not for this, if not for the fact that it's being merapim, it's like a takshit, it'll be considered a masoy, and it'll be aser. Now, the gabe bandage, Stam said the gabe bandage, it's interesting. It would make sense that if someone has a bandage, it's better to use a bandage which is not chashuv, like a regular band-aid, because that would be bottled to the band-aid that you like throw away, because that's bottled to the guf, like it's before in the Mishmura, as if got an ayin zayin, an ayin ches, right? He says, if Hudim Yirta Lichra Khaisamal Mech Spag Rutia Gamkin Asa Vahadim assigned the Be'egid Shakarcha Rutia Chalechboy, hired the Bedavka Be'egid Shasmartutin, the Derkla Shlicha Kishmatiroi, a cane in a hush of a bottle Gabi Rutia Mashing Bechot, I'm Shicha, I'm Chasosa. But Agabarim, so.
Bandages, and I never read. Those
labels
are the same. It's a
band-aid. I said like a band-aid, right?
Like if you have a cast, a big one right now.
Yeah, 1 second. So it's before over here in Simcha Beis is that if on the wound you put some kind of, the case of this, I'm putting some kind of cream, ointment, sometimes the thing which is there for a fuwa, and the bandage is there to hold on this, to keep this this medicine over there that shouldn't come off. It's considered for, and it's muti even if it's a double chashiv. Right, that's the chiddush of Chabez. So Chabez is saying that if the bandage is not chashiv, then it's bottled to the goat. But if it's there for ripoy, she merapim, it's merapid the goat, it's holding the medicine on, so then it's bottled even if it's double chashiv. So what comes out over here is that you can have a takshit even though it's not lenoy. You see over here this idea of a takshit, even if it's not lenoy. In the Sifyut Beis, they're talking about putting a moich, a sfoig, on a makkah, because merapim lekach, he says, hilkach every takshit. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Mem Aleph, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Sifyut, a mashma that it's a malbush. Therefore, it's something to keep in mind, just Agav, it's something to keep in mind that the Lashon, when you say the Lashon of Takshin and Malbush, it doesn't always mean Dafka Takshin or Malbush, they're interchangeable. And it's not Mukhach that's Takshin or Malbush over here. But okay, so we see the same Yisrael again in Sifchav Beis. Now, what is the definition of Atzuli Gufay? What does it mean Atzuli Gufay? So it's protecting the guf. It's protecting the guf. Or, even if it's not protecting the guf, but it's just adding some physical comfort. Right? A bandage on a makkah. Or in Siftes Vav. It says, Mutalot says, Memoich HaKosho, Mehudik Ba'ozna. Right? What does it say over there? It says, can I try something to get Shmir Shabbos? I'm sorry, I just didn't come from. So over there in Siftes Vav, Right, so over here it says, what the Lord says. Is the case of the mic and the close it on. There's another halach later on, but we find that if it's there to protect the guf, even if it's just giving it physical comfort, that's also called atzuli gufay, right? Shmir Shabbos talks about if you have orthopedic supports in the shoes, right, or insoles in the shoes for comfort, right? So that's all considered. That's all considered to be. That's all for comfort. That's called atzuli gufay. So now, if let's say I have So what we have here so far is before from Sifri Gimel Yudal is that if I'm wearing the Beged Derech Levisha, says it in Malbush, and even if he's wearing a latzuli tira, thank you. So then if it's protecting on if we're in Derech Malbush, okay. So let's go on for like this. I have I'm wearing a hat, and I have a plastic cover to the hat, right? The Shmir Shabbos over there is Bregi Chesef Chaf and Ice Chaf and Ice in Ha'ara Pehei different. Okay, on the case that we just mentioned. But how about if I have a plastic that I put on top of the hat. When it's raining, I put a plastic on top of the hat. So the pash this is the person take on that this is a case of a Tzuli Tinuf. I'm wearing it, the purpose of it is to save my hat from getting dirty, from getting wet. It's not there to protect my head, it's there to protect the hat. The hat is being worn to protect my head. And that's the sheet of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Ches. Over there he writes, that since it's not being ma'atif the guf, it's not ma'atif the guf, so it's doyme to what Ramah said in Sifi Gimel, that it's also, right, also to wear it, to the Ramah says to put on a beged al tzi'ifa mishum, leave the beged al tzi'ifa mishum, to put a beged on the tzi'if, on the scarf, because of the rain. And the Taz and the Magen Avraham learn that the reason for the issa is because since the beged is covering the tzif, it's only there to cover the scarf, it's not called the malbush. So says Rav Moshe, the same thing is with the plastic, since it's there just to cover the hat, it's not called a malbush. He says, and don't ask me from Sif Lamed Vav, where over there it says it's mutter to wear two hats, one on top of each other. So over here also, you should have the head of the cover on the hat with the hat. It says Shahu Dafka Bekoivim Shekin Derech Kobnei Adam Lelaifsha. That's Dafka by hats, which is the Derech for all people to wear it. Vehu Oilinoi Oilachimam. And the Derech why people wear the two hats is either for night or for warmth. Akoponim Rak Bekoivim Shekin Derech Bnei Adam Lilvaish. Kain Ayri Ramah. Avokoiva Hadak Shealakoiv. But this thin plastic, which is on top of the house, had she'ena mechamim yais. It's not giving you more heat. Gam ena lenoi. It's not there for beauty. The aim is them shem noi. Va'ad rabu lehipich shemigareya hanoi. Just the opposite. It makes it look worse. Elu rak la'tzuli tinov le'shayach la'ad ramah v'yesh lesim. That's what he says. So therefore, it can be considered a tachshit, because it's not adding any noi or any protection to the guf or that. Therefore, Rav Moshe held that the cover on the hat is that's in Siman Kuf Ches. And then in Siman Kuf Tes, he writes, says, "Va'av shem esdam in the fam rechoykim begeshem god v'chazak." Even though sometimes you'll be found in a real strong rain, your hat alone won't save you from the tzara guf. You can get soaked through your hat, and you need this covering on top of the hat to protect yourself from the rain. So therefore, it should be like the moich to the nida, that she shouldn't be mitzdayer. So we also mikomakayim beruba deruba pa'amim she'enei kain. Since most of the times it's not like this. Therefore it's us. So Rav Moshe is telling us another svar. He's telling us that even though in this rainstorm your plastic on your hat is there to protect you, because otherwise it would just soak through your hat, since ruba the ruba bamim, that's not why it's worn just to protect your hat, therefore it's a tzuli mitinov, which is us. And similarly, in the Sefer Krayin of the Agrasa, the letters from the Stipler, Chedek Avsim Kofi Gimel, and he brings it also from the Chaznish, and Btzal Chokhmah, that's way all these Paiskim seem to go. However, if we take a look at the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasai, Pergiches Arim Envav, he brings that Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to be matured in places where they're not makbet to take it off when the rain stops, meaning, if you're outside wearing the plastic on your hat and it's raining and then all of a sudden the rain stops. So if the derech of the day is that you leave it on your hat, you don't take it off as soon as the rain stops. So you want to say as follows, you want to say that since you find when you're going to buy the plastic, you buy there's different sizes. You mark it on the measurement. And it's miyuchah for this size hat, and it's also muhudik, it's on it tight, it's fitted onto the hat, so therefore it's buttled to the hat and it's considered derech malbush. He says you find something similar to this in the Mishabura Sifkatan Kuf Lamed Daled. What does it say in Kuf Lamed Daled? In Kuf Lamed Daled, the Mishabura says over here,
the undergartel, the ibergartel, the undergartel, 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 the undergartel
Says Kosva Achreinim, the Mashinoga is Ketzas Noshim, Lachko Bechagura. There are women that tie themselves with a belt. Va'oid Chogrim Bechagura Al HaBeged Harocha Mamata. Shaydekach Hug BaBeged Harocha Min Haaretz. As there's this Lachka Beged Be'ez. Be'ez. Sheesh Tidver. Revis Gamken Sharikim and Shetzer Chulukach. Go over there, you need it. Let's see what's right. But Akabarim, that's what Shlomo Zalman wanted to say. And therefore, according to this, he says that if you have a very thin raincoat which doesn't give any warmth to the goof at all, it's only there, it's only warm to protect the gadim, but also be mutzah to go out with it to Rosh Hashanah because it's considered derech malbush. And similar also rubbers. What's the heter to wear rubbers on the shoes? So he's matter it, and many paiskim are matter it. Many paiskim are matter it.
Wouldn't rubbers also fall into catching your goat?
In the Tshuva's Hartzvi, the Hartzvi is Matarit, and the Sheva Levi says Meker Din Zmuta, but Yesh Lachmer. However, the question is, has this thing with Rav Moshe? What with Rav Moshe? Does Rav Moshe hold? According to Ramesh, that we said that the cover on the head is usher, will he hold that it's usher to go out with rubbers or not?
He wants to.
Let Ramesh talk, and then if he doesn't say what you said, then I want to hear. So Ramesh himself answers this question. He says, in Simakov Ches, he says, V'leidomi lekaloshin, right? Shemut Hashem gam mechamimim. Says, right, Rav Shlomo Zalman answers it, since it's fitted on, it's bottled to the shoe. But Rav Moshe doesn't go with that mahalach. So Rav Moshe has to come up with another thing. So he says, Shem gam mechamimin, because they warm you. V'gam ha'klashimin loy rak lahogin al min olim. They're not there just to protect your shoes. El gam lahogin al aguf. They're there to protect the guf. Shleit stayer mimashin ner tovim al min olim ba'amayim. So you shouldn't be pained from the shoes that are wet or margish begufa retivos vitsinon kayedua. Right, so in other words, what he's saying is that since it's there to give warmth and it's also there to protect the guf from that wet, from the wet shoes which also cause coldness, therefore, it gets a shame albush. And therefore, it's mutter to wear them, even if it's a light rain, and even if you're just taking them out from your house, once it has a shame malbush. That's the chayr word of Moshe saying over here. Now,
and the raincoat, zikr, the thin raincoat.
What?
The thin raincoat, he's zikr.
If you're wearing it, then yeah. Okay, now, there are those that are matter. There are those that are matter. Did you want to say something different than that?
No.
Okay. There are those that are matter. Even to go out with a plastic on the hat, and there are those that go so wide to go out to say that even if you just put a plastic bag over your head, it would be matter to go out with that. No, I made a mistake. There are those that are matter to go out with the plastic on the hat, like we saw Rav Shlomo Zalman. However, even those that are matter, but to wear a bag on your hat, that lechar would not be able to. That you would not be able to, right? Because even though your kavan is to protect your guf, but that's like the case in Sivcha Valif of Teva Kupo Machzelas, which is not derech malbush at all. That's the chayr over there. Now, if there's an eitz over there, right? If it comes down and covers part of your guf, part of your face, or your neck, right? If the bag, you drape the bag down that covers part of your guf, that'll be mutter to go out, like it's before over there in Sif Chaf Alf, and the Mishpura Sif Katan and Gimel, the Sharetzin, Aizden Vav, the Arch Shulchan, Sif Samach Vav, right? As long as it covers part of the guf, that'll be mutter. The Paiskim talk about the women. They wear on top of their heads a rain bonnet, right? It's protecting them from coming wet, or protecting their sheitel from coming wet. So if it's just to protect their sheitel, then what's that? So they talk about how, because they tie it down around their face, so it comes down, it's covering part of their face also, or they're tying it underneath their chin. So that gives a din of malbush. You look in the Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Samach Vav, or in a few places there, also by us, Sif Lamed Daled, the Mishmur Sif Kadu Choftes, it's before that will be matter. So these are Yisoides that come out from Sif Yigim on Yedaled. In Sif Tezayin, just to point out, Sif Tezayin, over here, it talks about that shoes that might fall off and you might come to carry them. So the discussion the place can have is, what about walking out with slippers? If I walk out with slippers, it's not around my foot, right? It's not tied onto my foot, it's not around my foot, and sometimes it's easily to fall off. If it doesn't fall off easily, Then it's before over here in the Ramah and the Paisim, there's no chash. But the Taz, the Sifkat Amen wants to be make of his mind, so it's not the derf to go barefoot. And Sif Zayin also, we saw Loyetze Katam in Minogodo, over there's more of a chash than maybe he'll take it off. Therefore, the head of the Taz is been gave pantish, right? It's been gave the slippers that it's not the derech to go barefoot, therefore we're not worried so much that someone will come to go without it. You have a discussion also with gloves, which is in the game more to later on Sif Lamed Zayin. It's Sif Lamed Zayin over here. It says Mutalotes Bashaz Bibata Yadayim with gloves. Hanekroim Guntish. Yesh mi shemach me lach tzurich sheyit frame erev Shabbos bata yidayim shalmavish. They should tie it onto your, right, like you have the mittens which are clipped onto your coat. That's what you should do. Oshik shreim behem bekesh shakayom me yofe veroi lochash ledvar. And Mechaba says yish mechoish for their words. Right? But, and what was the reason for this? Because those are regilas that they would take it off to say Shalom Aleichem, right? The Mishmurim Kuf Mem Aleph. Kuf Mem Aleph, he says, V'roi lochash dvav, v'akshav nogu l'hokal. But now we're going to make, v'efshav shundachim shalahar, v'pais gain lon rishus ram l'raisa, v'zman zed, v'nig zedum osi lasui, v'mash v'divar achim, v'av shein limchaz, v'yarim kin, v'kom agam roi l'choba nevish l'achmer. Mishmur says, he's still shmi machmer. And in the Bir Alocha, frame. He also seems to says that according to the Eli Rabbah, since even if it's attached, if it's attached, even if you're not wearing them, it'll be mutter to go out with them, because that's part of the tzur of the beged once it's sewn to the beged. So it's going to Tosef Shabbos Nashalom. It's not butzel to the beged. Discussion which we'll have to talk about more in the next year about what's batel to a beged. But so this is what we're going to go into next year. Things that are attached to the beged will have things that are attached to the begadim. You have tags that are attached to the begadim and other things like that. When do we say that something's batel to a beged or not? And as today we're discussing batel to the guf of a person. Let's go a step further to what's batel to a beggar.